All right, time to break up the news.
Hello?
Hi, is this Sergio?
Yes.
Hey, Sergio, it's Jaw from Bank of Cardiff. How are you?
Hey, good, good, thank you.
Good. Hey, sorry I didn't call you in the morning. I was just trying to work out something for you.
Okay.
Okay. So at this moment right now, we're actually not able to extend out an offer. And the reason being is because of your balance with direct capital is too high right now to support what you're looking to do. You're almost over leverage. So what I'm going to be doing is I'm going to put your
How much is my balance with direct capital?
I have your balance here as 20,000, roughly around 20,000.
20,000?
Mm-hmm.
So in 4 months, how much I paid off already? In 4 months.
Sorry? You paid it off?
Yeah. How much? So my balance should be around 16,000 or 15,000.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yes. Do you know when it will be paid off?
It's going to be in 18 months.
So I have
14 months or 13 months more.
You have 13 months left.
Yes. But okay. I'm a question to you, how much is my balance right now?
Sure. So right now I have in the notes that it's roughly around the 20,000 mark. But even if it's the 15,000, it's still too much right now, because right now your loan with them is 18 months, right? For all lenders, we usually, the rule of thumb is unless you pay back very fast, for a long-term loan like that, we have to wait until about 50% paid in until we can extend out an offer. And that's not just for us, it's all of lenders in our industry, is that we have to wait about 50%. So for you, for 18 months, it'll be 9 months in. So you have, what is that, four or five months left on it.
Okay.
Unless you pay back early with them, you know, I don't know how you pay back yourself early. We would have to wait another 4 months to revisit your file. But the good thing with us is what we're going to do is, this happens a lot because a lot of people, they take a lot of loan out, you know, almost over leverage their business. What we do is we put your file on hold. We keep everything on file, and then we don't have to run your credit again the next time you apply. So we stay the same thing. You don't have to have another inquiry on your credit.
Okay. What about if you don't have another option, like get more money and have two loans?
Right now, sorry, what was that?
So can I have like two loans like you were telling me yesterday?
Yeah. I tried to do that with you, but I worked with a few other underwriters to review your file because the show that you have is a lot of growth. The holdup is because you have
I do have another loan, but that's why you guys require the 6 months of statements.
Right. Yes. The reason being is because you're almost over leverage with taking another loan out. Your revenue does not support it right now.
Okay. Why is that? What's the percentage that I have to meet the requirements?
Well, every file is a little bit different. For yours specifically, let me just click into it again. Give me 1 second. It's downloading. Give me 1 second. October, July. Okay, so the biggest thing for us that influenced our decision for your file, it's the biggest thing is the ending balances on your account.
Okay.
So you see, okay, so the biggest thing was your September, you didn't end good. And because of the September, that was the main thing. Because we see that, you know, you have ending balance of 2,400. It doesn't support getting another loan because you're almost over leveraged with that ending balance. So if you have a few more months, we just need a few months where it's stable. You know, you didn't, your last 3 months was not stable for you. You know, in July you had 47,000 in deposits, and then last month you, or instead of August, you had 100, and then last month you had 34. There's just too much fluctuation, and as a lender, we see that as being very volatile. And because of that, that's where the decision came from.
Okay, that's fine. So you said you're saving my file, that's it.
Sorry, what was that?
You guys can call, that's fine, you can just save my file.
Yeah, I'll save your file, and then I will touch base with you. You know, how's this month looking for you so far?
That's good.
That's
good. I sold 3 cars already.
Yeah, yeah. So I'll keep everything on file. I won't have to, next time you call us. I'll have Kyle follow up with you in about 2 months. If the next
and then hopefully it's not too late, because you know there's like 35 people like you guys. You know, they want to do business, and then and maybe you probably know more than me. Like you're saying, based on my file.
Mhm.
But you know, they're out there. You know.
Yeah, I mean, there's going to be a lot of people that call you because of your UCC filing. But I would recommend, because everyone's going to give you the same kind of results for your file.
Yeah,
you know,
I know that.
Yeah, and, you know, it's better to just hold off on it, because if you just send your information to other people, you don't know who they work with. You know, they could be brokers that work in the, you know, someone's house or in the backyard, and they send your information all over. We don't do that. Mm-hmm. You know, we do everything in-house. So if you, you know, in the next month or two, if you send a whole bunch of stuff out, and then, you know, when we finally call you back, when we think it's you're ready for that loan, you know, your credit's gonna drop crazy, you know, and then there's gonna be a lot of bad things on your file. So it's better to just hold off on it, and then
just have Kyle to call me back in 2 months, okay?
Okay, I will do.
All right,
I'll talk to you later. Bye.
Bye.